Yeah, I looked like I was a fabulous coach, but I also had fabulous assistant coaches. Mm-hmm. And Doug Neal was my assistant. I shouldn't say I pirated him away, but I'd had a coach that was helping me, an assistant coach that had some family conflict and had to leave prior to going to the national championships. And I had met this fellow at Purdue who had been coaching there. He'd been a Washington guy originally, and I had met him, and I didn't want to try to coach the varsity JV, everybody at the Nationals, and I thought, I'm going to need a coach next year. I'm going to call this guy and see if he wants to take over the freshman team. So I called Doug Neal, and he came over, and I convinced him. And I watched him work, and I said, wow. I said, Doug, you have to be the assistant coach here at Wisconsin. He couldn't, because he'd made a commitment to Purdue. And I said, Doug, you will never get out of the basic third string coaching ranks at Purdue. They are not a national contender. But if you really love coaching and want to get someplace, come and coach with me at Wisconsin, and you'll have an opportunity. The door will open for you to go coach somewhere else. And with great reluctance on his part to have told Purdue he was going to, I convinced him that he should come to Wisconsin. And that he was instrumental in helping the string, because the varsity coach can't be anything more than the material that is brought up to him from the freshman coach. Mm-hmm. Doug's enthusiasm, Doug's loyalty, Doug's inspiration to freshmen, support, and his support to the varsity team. I would tell freshmen, you've got the greatest freshman coach in the world. He'd tell the varsity, or the freshman, just wait till you get to be a varsity guy, because you're going to have Jablonek coaching you. He's the best coach in the nation. And we scratched each other's backs, so to speak. And we were good friends. We became good friends and had great respect for each other. And unfortunately, it ended too soon. We've oftentimes talked about it, because I had worked with Bob Kane at Cornell on the Olympic teams of 72, and with Ross at MIT, and these people knew me, and they needed a coach at Cornell, and Bob Kane called me and asked me about Doug Neal, and I said yes. And Doug and I sat down and talked, and I said, Doug, you could use more seasoning. I hate to see you go, but gosh, if you got a chance to go to Cornell, I said, you may be a little wet behind the ears yet, you know, but gee, I can't tell you no. Yeah. You got to go. And he took the job. And unfortunately, he kept on the man who was passed over, the freshman coach that was passed over at Cornell, continued him as his assistant coach. He did not clean house and put people loyal to himself. Mm-hmm. The team at Cornell that had had a successful freshman year before refused to roll for Doug as the new head coach. Mm-hmm. They emasculated him, and in a couple, was it 3 years' time, Doug just had to leave because he wasn't getting this support. But he provided me a string of some of these kids that went on to greatness. He had a way of making kids love the sport of rowing. You know, there weren't any scholarships. There never have been, and I shouldn't say there never have been, but there wasn't any aid, and kids had to do it because they enjoyed the competition, the travel, the camaraderie that went on at the boathouse, and he was a master at helping weave that. And I've had many fine coaches. Dave Cusick came along, and Clark came along. There have been many of them. I mean, you shouldn't name names because you always leave people out. But the assistant coaches, particularly in a non-scholarship sport, are the people that help set the pace.